To begin at the beginning, a resurrectionist is a body snatcher, a person who digs up newly buried bodies in a graveyard and delivers them to a medical school for students to work on and learn from in anatomy class. In the 19th century in America, as elsewhere, cadavers were scarce. Med students might study anatomy and practice surgical technique on dead pigs or goats. There are anatomical similarities, to be sure, but what woman would want her hysterectomy to be her surgeon's first on a human? Gwynne's novel opens in the present, with a revelation shocking to the administration of the Medical School of South Carolina in Columbia. In the basement are discovered human remains, lots of them. Foul play is not suspected. The bones are 140 years old. But there is a mystery and a potentially huge scandal. The bones are surely African American. The outlines are clear. After being used by med students, the remains were taken to the basement, covered in lime, and forgotten. No ceremony, no dignity. The school public relations officer, Jacob Thacker, is instructed by the president to keep all this hidden. Quote, "I need for it to go away," end quote. Dr. McMichaels is the administrator, a ruthless smoothie, whether playing golf and drinking martinis with donors or speaking to students, faculty, or press. He has only one moral standard, not is it right, but is it good for the school? But of course the news gets out. The black community is outraged, and Thacker gets curious and investigates. What really happened here? The Resurrectionist morphs into a mystery novel and, in fact, was nominated for an Edgar. We learn early on that the medical college in the 1850s decided to purchase an, quote, "African sack-em-up man," end quote, a slave called Nemo, no man, strong and resourceful, to procure cadavers secretly from the black cemetery by night, preferably only hours after burial. Nemo is based on an actual slave, Grandison Harrison, who worked for the Medical College of Georgia, where bones were discovered in 1989. Gwynne moved the action to South Carolina. The novel moves back and forth between Nemo's story and the present-day tale of institutional hypocrisy and cover-up. President McMichaels is adamant. No dissent is permitted. When anatomy professor Dr. Adam Claybaugh, a kind of Kathy Reich, wants the bones studied, his head comes on the block. McMichaels states without hesitation, quote, "Claybaugh is a Ph.D. anyway. He's not one of the Brotherhood," end quote. Oh, well, no real surprise there. Gwynne has created a cast of memorable characters. Jake Thacker is an M.D., but in suspension for Xanax abuse. Student debt, exhaustion, and stress had gotten to him. Luckily, Jake has an understanding girlfriend who stands by him. Most fascinating is Nemo himself. In a position to cause chaos if he blabs, the slave Nemo lives very well. He is resplendent in, quote, "a fine felt bowler, wool suit with subtle stripe, silk pocket square of the finest ivory hue, and a gold-headed cane he had retrieved from Colonel Lamar's coffin last week," end quote. The PR struggle in the 1990s comes to its dramatic climax, and along the way, Jake learns what went on in the 1860s and what became of Nemo Johnston. There are many astonishing shenanigans with the cadavers, but that would be telling.